Okay.
On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Honk the horn if you want a party, Fabian Fanboy. Los Angeles, California, Hollywood, the Hollywood Hills. Where are you?
I'm at home in Studio City.
Studio
City.
All is well. No rain today?
No.
You've leveled out to a good Los Angeles like it used to be. Hey, tell us what's going on. What's happening in the fun, wonderful world of cinema? We're only moments away from the Oscars, aren't we?
Pardon?
We're only moments away from the Oscars.
Yep. Monday Arvo in New Zealand. No host, so I'm worried that means there won't be a monologue, which is like the best part.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of like the challenging part, isn't it? It's like, then you just get on to the giveaways.
Yeah, it's I'm struggling to see where the appeal will be if there's no host, you know? Will there be jokes at all?
Maybe they're going for jokey. Will they still have presenters?
It's just a prize giving now.
And now, please welcome onto the stage the stars of blah, 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 that sort of thing.
Yeah, they've got a lot of big name hosts, but they're trying to make up, presenters, but they're trying to make up for the fact that they don't have a host by saying, oh, we're getting all the biggest names. But, like, just seeing these people isn't enough. They need to be saying something funny.
Yeah, funny and exciting and challenging too. You know, it's as much as you hate Ricky Gervais sometimes when he does his predictable, like multiple digs at everyone sort of thing. At least he sort of brings some stuff to the surface that oftentimes is welcome. You know.
Well, yeah. Well, he obviously was. That was all at the Golden Globes. But the thing about the Oscar host is, yeah, he or she does usually undercut some of the pomposity a little bit at the beginning, providing room for the pomposity to then flourish by acknowledging the pomposity of it all.
And therefore the
without a host, and without an opening monologue, it's gonna lack that.
It won't have that undulating pomposity, will it?
Yeah. Anyway,
the pitch and thrust of pomposity.
films out in movie theaters in New Zealand this week include Stan and Ollie, which is a biopic about Laurel and Hardy. And Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly, both giving amazing performances as a bit later in life, Laurel and Hardy, after their heyday, they go on this tour through England. It's this is a nice little film.
Steve Coogan loves a bit of a touring film, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's pretty phenomenal as Stan Laurel. John C. Reilly is really good as Oliver Hardy, and this is a nice film. It's not a groundbreaking film, but it's kind of about the fickleness of fame in Hollywood, and mainly worth seeing for these two lead performances.
It's an interesting period, isn't it, in film? That was sort of the end of the of black and white. It was sort of the beginning of talkies, but it was an interesting career those guys had, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, this film's mostly set in the 50s, long after
their careers had
floundered, and it's about them doing this kind of tour through the UK, trying to get something going again. This enmity over how the partnership ended, and so it's kind of a nostalgic thing. There's this big opening tracking shot when they're at the height of their fame, going through a Hollywood studio in the 30s. That's pretty amazing. But, a nice little film.
Based on reality film, or not, or just
based on stuff that happened. Lots of liberties taken, of course, but again, worth it for the performances over anything else. A description which probably also applies to Vox Lux, a film in which Natalie Portman plays a pop star who comes to fame through weird means and is dealing with kind of weird extreme situations. Vox Lux is a weird film. Natalie Portman is really good as a pop star and very convincing as a pop star, but the film itself incorporates school shootings, kind of fame. It touches on these hot button issues, but it's hard to know exactly what it has to say about them.
It's got a pretty convincing trailer. The trailer's quite convincing. It makes me want to go and see it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the film. I think it's definitely worth seeing. It's just a slightly befuddling film. Jude Law plays the manager. It's sort of an interesting counterpoint to A Star Is Born, There's even like a resentful older sibling whose talent was borrowed. There's a weird gambit where the actor who plays young Natalie Portman then plays Natalie Portman's daughter in the later scenes. Just kind of weird. But yeah, worth seeing. I really enjoyed Vox Lux. I don't know if I quite got it, but I liked it a lot. And also this week is a nifty little genre film called Escape Room, which is the inevitable horror film centered around those escape room things.
Probably a little bit sort of not entirely tasteful after there was that incident in when was it, Denmark or Holland or something, where 12 girls will get caught in some escape room fire or something recently.
Not familiar with the incident you're referring to there, Mike.
Well, you might want to look that up before you go trumpeting the name of that movie around, sir. It's a recent incident. About a month ago, maybe.
I can imagine. You're right, I should have Googled that before I mentioned a film being released. it's a film, it's kind of like a slightly nicer version of the Saw movies, people trapped in
a slightly nicer version of the Saw movies. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are pretty grisly films.
They're grisly, horrible films. Have you ever done one of those escape rooms yourself?
Yeah, I've done a few of them.
I've never done one. Are they worth? Is it a fun challenge?
Yeah, if you like puzzles.
I like puzzles. I'm good at puzzles.
Good. Well, then you should do one.
I just go and escape out of a room. Right. The first time I even heard about them, I drove past one in Ellerslie. There's one. It's just a sign saying da 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 escape room. So, pardon me, what? And I didn't even know that there was such a thing. Hold on, Tess knows two people have done it. Two people that have been to an escape room. How'd they go?
They escaped.
Both of them?
Successfully.
Good. That's good.
Yes.
Okay, that's the key to it, I suppose. There's still one still there.
They made it out alive.
Great. Well, was that the one in Ellerslie?
I'm not actually sure. They might, possibly, potentially.
Okay, well, I don't even know how. They freaked me out a wee bit. Yep. Anyhow, but so that's this week. And any news to report from the gossip side of Hollywood?
No other news to report here, Mike. I think you're fully abreast of all developments at this stage.
Do you keep up to date with the Hollywood gossip as well as the films?
Of course he does.
Yes.
Okay, great.
He lives that. He's living it.
There's an idea.
He swims through the gossip with his mouth open, just digesting. It's like a drift netting human. Would that be right?
Yeah, it's like plankton.
Yeah. like baleen. Baleen in your teeth instead of teeth. All right, hey, are you excited? Like, so you going to go to any Oscars parties at all, or do you just wait there and wait for the news to filter down?
I'll probably be live tweeting it for Letterboxd, so we'll see how that goes, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, well, you have a good time at the Oscars there in Hollywood, Fabian Fanboy, and a great week. We'll speak to you again this time next week.
See you, Mike.
Good day.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Certainly, certainly.